Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to see if Wichita can get a military contract. That might be a focus for one of our local companies. Let's find out and get more information on a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Kirk Siminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Textron Aviation Defense wants to build the Navy's next pilot training jet in Wichita, and it's already drumming up local support in its bid for the contract. Textron Aviation Defense says it will commit $38 million to upgrade or update more than 50,000 feet of manufacturing facilities and create 100 manufacturing jobs. Textron Aviation Defense CEO Travis Tyler made that pledge at a news conference Tuesday. The Navy hasn't issued a formal request for proposals yet, and once it does, the newly named Department of War will receive them and is expected to award the contract in early 2027. A far northeast Wichita intersection may have some of its zoning changed. The 11 acres on the northwest corner of 21st and 143rd Street East is currently zoned single-family residential, but developers are requesting a zoning change to limited commercial with a new community unit plan. The Metropolitan Area Planning Commission has endorsed the change, and the Wichita City Council will vote on it December 2nd. The property abuts Christ Church and is expected to be divided into five parcels with commercial space along 21st and commercial or residential space along 143rd. There's mostly residential in that area now. One of the developers, Evan LaRue, tells the Business Journal an unnamed financial institution has a contract for the corner of the intersection if the zoning change is approved. And chicken tender lovers, take note. Wichita is getting a second Raising Cane's. This one will be at the southwest corner of Douglas and Rock Road, tearing down the building most recently occupied by BD's Mongolian Grill, and before that, Genghis Grill. But Ted and I will always remember that as Bennigan's Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Raising Cane's chicken tenders are scheduled to be available at Towne Square's corner parcel by the summer of 27. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
All right, you're the one that brought up Bennigan's.
So, yes.
Any thoughts on Bennigan's before I start going in on it?
I just have one story on Bennigan's, that it was 1991, maybe 92, deciding to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So, of course, you go to a place like Bennigan's, and they were expecting such a crowd that they had these tents set up behind the restaurant for the party crowd. And we were having some beer, I believe it was green beer, and all of a sudden the tent caught on fire.
Ah!
We decided to go across the town east parking lot to, it was Carlos O'Kelly's at the time,
okay.
Way back where Bubba's is now, yeah.
Yeah.
So we changed to Carlos O'Kelly's for our St. Patrick's Day drinking that night.
All right, good
stuff.
Didn't
want to catch fire.
Now, Bennigan's had, they had these shoestring onions that they fried
yes.
up, just insanely good. Oh, man.
I remember Bennigan's.
And the Bennigan's, they also had a thing called Death by Chocolate as a dessert.
I remember that.
And it was just this chocolate ice cream concoction, and they dipped it just like a Dairy Queen dip cone in hard chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so tasty.
Bennigan's is one of those restaurants that you think, why didn't it survive?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yet every time I went in there, the place was empty. So that was the problem, and I couldn't understand why, because I loved it.
It's like TGI Fridays out on the west side that closed. I used to love TGI Fridays, but Well, if you haven't been to Raising Cane's, though, that's going to be very popular. Because I live on the west side. It's always packed. And you're going to like it if you haven't been when it comes out over here on the east side of town.
Kirk, have you been to Raising Cane's, the new place?
I have been to Raising Cane's, and it's very good. Yep. I am just not a chicken tender lover by design. It's not on my first things to think about.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And yet, it's right across the street from Chick-fil-A, and yet they're still doing well. So,
they always seem to do well.
Yeah.
Drive-through is always robust.
Yep, and Raising Cane's is good. You'll like it.
All right, Kirk, what other restaurants are we going to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find some breaking restaurant news by then.
Oh, yeah. You get working on that, and we'll talk to you
actually,
an hour from
actually,
now.
Actually, I hear we're getting a Cheesecake Factory.
Yep.
So there you go.
We talked about that yesterday. That's old news.
Oh, okay. So we need a new one.
We need something new. Hey, Kirk, thanks. We'll talk to you an hour from now.
You got it.
There he is, Kirk Siminoff, editor at the Wichita Business Journal, right here every weekday morning, twice every weekday morning with Steve and Ted. It is 7:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We're going to look back and go back 80 years ago, right at the end of World War II, and a pretty good invention out there. Let's check in and find out what that was. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers, live in New York City. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. This was a huge deal, and it's something everybody uses probably, once a day maybe. At least several times a week, I would imagine, that we don't even think about anymore. When it came out on this date in 1945 was a pretty huge deal. It was called the Reynolds pen, the first ballpoint pen. It was sold on this date in 1945 at Gimbel's Department Store, which is no longer here in New York City. But it was there at Herald Square on 32nd Street, right down from the famous iconic Macy's in Herald Square. And the day that the invention itself has been compared to like the cell phone now. That is how big of a deal the ballpoint pen was. Because now this all kind of sounds ridiculous, right? We're like, a ballpoint pen, really? But when it went on sale, about 5,000 shoppers stormed Gimbel's that day to get one. They had to dispatch 50 NYPD officers for crowd control because everybody was just crazy about this thing and wanted to see it and wanted to get one. That just to give you an idea of how big of a deal this was, they were in 1945, a ballpoint pen cost $12.50. You wouldn't even pay that for like a box of 30 now, probably. Yeah, exactly. Now in today's money, that's about $175 a piece. Gimbel's sold 30,000 of these pens within the first week that they went on sale. Yeah, they replaced the fountain pen, which was leaky and the nib on the end was fragile and you had to take really good care of it. So this was quite the upgrade, and people were just nuts about it. Like I said, something that we don't even think about it anymore. You just grab a pen, write something down. But when you, like, today when you grab the pen and write something down, stop for a second and know that that thing was revolutionary at one point.
I would imagine Macy's had to be furious that they didn't have it first.
It kind of makes you wonder how Gimbel's got this. And that's one of the things that I'd love to find out, because, you know, that's a very specific sort of thing. It was the Reynolds International Pen Company. That is who came up with this. Matter of fact, if you go to Reynolds-Pens.com, there's a history part which talks about Milton Reynolds. He was an entrepreneur and he made the first ballpoint pen. The actual pen itself, the history of that goes back to 1888 when an American patented the idea of a pen with a ball instead of a nib. The first ones had just like a very thin ink cartridge and this ball at the end, and if you push down on the ball, the ink would come out, and if you lift it up, the ball would stop the ink. And that was a pretty big deal at the time. Like I said, they were the equivalent of about $175 a piece when they first went on sale in 1945. So, you know, think about how far we've come. Now you can get a box of them of, 30 for, you know, hardly anything at this point.
Hey, you alluded to it. Gimbel's isn't around anymore?
Gimbel's is not there anymore. I think it went away in, like, 1986, I remember correctly. The building itself is gone. It became the Manhattan Mall, which used to have several stores, and JCPenney was its big store there in the kind of the basement of that building. But even today, if you, from what I understand, there's a PATH train station underneath the mall where you can, and subway station where you can, where you come out up underneath the mall. And apparently there is a wall that is still there where you can make out some of the Gimbel's letters as you exit the train station. There's that's one of the few things left to actually mark where this huge department store was.
Tanya, what's going on in New York City today?
You know, it's about 45 degrees. We're expecting rain tomorrow, and early voting is underway. We're having a bit of a mayor's race, you may have heard.
No, I hadn't heard. Big, big three-way, as a matter of fact.
So, yeah, that's basically what's happening. Everybody's talking about the mayor's race and early voting and stuff like that. The New York City Marathon is this weekend, it is just... That is one of the...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The coolest days to be in the city of New York is Marathon Day. It is one of the coolest things to witness. And so everybody's getting excited about that and geared up for that as the runners come in from all over the world.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for checking in with us and have a great day.
Sure.
There she goes. That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers live with us from New York City today, telling us about the 80th anniversary of the ballpoint pen, which I
was going to say, and yet you don't have one on your.
Well, no, I do. I carry a ballpoint pen. But I here at work, I chew them.
Oh, by the way,
I always have one in my mouth as I'm going from studio to studio, and I don't even realize it. And I end up with these horribly chewed and gnarled.
Now we know who the culprit
pens.
Is who chews the pens.
Well, I've always known who the culprit was on that. In fact, I suppose I should warn you right now, if you ever run across a chewed pen around here, it's definitely Ted.
Mine.
It's Ted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I probably should have told you about that earlier, but I never did.
Yeah, well, now I know. Now, I've not noticed, but if I find one, now we'll know who the culprit is.
Yeah, I've got a black one right here, and I've chewed it so much, it's not round anymore, it's flat. And that's what usually happens. And usually about that time, it just gets so grody that it's disgusting. It runs out of ink, and I get a new one. So that's
kind
of
there
my
we
process.
Go. It's, you know, hey.
So okay. bless the Bic company as I chew on my pens.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.